be saved today.
I tell you, in the world that we live in, I'm afraid to say that a lot of things going on that we can't be very proud of, that we see and the things that people are doing, but I'm proud to say that God saved my soul one day a long time ago, and ever since then, it's been a joyful experience, if you want to call it experience. I call it a livelihood, and that's what it is. God's been good to me. He's blessed my soul. He's blessed me. He's blessed my family. He has blessed me by setting me in here in this blessed church. Y'all do not know how good it is. And the blessing that is, it comes into my heart to see a choir get up and sing about the Lord. A Sunday school teacher teach about Jesus. A church that comes to worship what is the I Am, the one, the only, nothing else is beside Him. Oh boy, if y'all could get that in our head, if we could just wrap our minds around what He was saying there, nothing beside Him. That means there's nothing that can compare to what God has done. There's nothing can compare to what Jesus done for us. He done it for y'all. He done it for the poor lost sinner that has nothing else to do, nowhere else to go, nothing else to boast of. Everything's gone in their lives, and they've come down to a point. I like what the, I'm telling you now. Jesus paid it all. He done it all. He gave it all. God sent His only begotten Son that whosoever, I like that, whosoever, that means you. That means me. That means them out there. I'm praying that my voice will get on out that door, and it'll be them that get saved. Whosoever shall. Boy, Brother Williams said that they was having Pastor Appreciation Day. And I said, praise the Lord. I'm proud to see a church that appreciates their pastor. I know y'all have had some good ones in the past. I've heard them. Preach revivals at Blue Water. And praise God, they was men of God. But I want to let you know something. Brother William's special to me. Boy, I love him. I know what you know why I love him. I'll tell you why I love him so much. You probably say, well, I really don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. He preaches the gospel. The word of God goes out into those out in the all over Alabama, northern Georgia, North Carolina, you name it, he goes there. And I appreciate y'all supporting him and letting that gospel go out. I tell you, he's an anointed man, spirit anointed. Y'all can say what you want, you can think what you want, I'm telling you, he's God's man. I love him. And then he said, well, Brother Rodney, he said, we're going to try to get you a room tonight. And I said, well, Brother William, you don't have to do that. And he said, no, I want to. And I said, well, all right. And he said that I like not got a room. And I said, well, praise God. Down in Albertville, Alabama, everybody's took up the rooms because it's coming to Pastor Appreciation Day. It's good to have a hope. Amen. It's good to have a hope. I was hoping that everybody was coming in, but it was a worldly thing going on, and that's fine. I understand that. I don't understand why they want to do that on a day of worship, but whatever. I can't. That maybe God will deal with their heart by grace. I tell you that was there's an analogy there about the Coke and the water cup. When we're dealing with a lot of these people that we don't know how they do, I'll get to the message. Y'all give me just a minute, just a little leeway here. But God laid something and He let me see something. These people out here, that the Muslims or the other religions, Buddha and all these others, but God told me that, you know, they live by another way. They see things in a different light, just as they were speaking. But I want to let you know something. A lot of that's by law.
Yeah, it is.
And by law, the Bible teaches we are shown we are lost. Yeah. We're shown our sins by law. Yes. But by grace, through faith, are you saved. Yeah. Amen. I'm glad grace can't be mixed up with law. Right. And law can't be mixed up with the grace. Yeah. It can't do it because it won't work both ways. Oh, boy. I tell you what, grace is sufficient. Oh, boy. And the law has its purpose, and that is to show us where we stand with our Lord. You believe, hey, you can look at it any way you want to. That's how you look at it. The law shows you where you stand. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. But by grace, by God's grace, His marvelous grace, thank God for that. Oh, boy. Let's go to Matthew. Do appreciate being here. Do appreciate what's been done this far in the service. The song singing. Boy, I tell you, it's a blessing. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. Verse 29. It's very, very known scripture. There's nothing new. I like that. There is nothing new to preach. Paul said that he continues to preach Christ. And that's all there is. And if you're preaching something other than Christ Jesus, you've missed the mark. You've gone astray on what God has given the man of God. I just try to stay and try to be mindful of him. But here we have a very known scripture here in verse 29 of chapter 20. And it starts out, it says, "And they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they had heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will you that I shall do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for the many blessings of life that you sent us here to this church, Lord. I do thank you for what you've done for us in our life. I thank you for my family. Lord, I thank you for this church family, the ones that's born again, Lord, the believers, through the blood of Christ have been born again. But Lord, if they be one lost in amongst us, Lord, if they be one, Lord, that has a trouble of hearing, Lord, that has a trouble of sight, Lord, I do pray that you just touch their eyes. Lord, I pray that you open them up, Lord, that they see you high and mighty and lifted up as you are. Lord, forgive us for where we fail you. Lord, we know that we're not much here but just clay in your hands, Lord. Mold us to the goodness of you, Lord, that the furtherance of the gospel may go out, Lord. I do pray that this church prosper and grow, Lord, in spirit, Lord. Lord, in spirit and worship, Lord, I do thank you for that you let us have thus far. Lord, be with us, Lord. Lead, guard, guide, and direct us as we go further. In Christ's name we do pray, amen and amen. If I had a thought here, it would be sitting blind. I know that a lot of people want to talk about these people, these two people that was sitting here. It said that they were on the road here, that he was coming back from Jericho, and you see these two blinded men sitting by the wayside. Step over back just a little bit, and there's another two men. Blind. Oh boy. God's work, I tell you. It talks about over there in Matthew 9. It says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him crying." Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. I want to let you know something. And then you go over there in another verse and talking about this same blindness. And he said there was one man there. Oh. One man, but yet the Bible speaks of two men. Yeah. I want to let you know something. If you study this out spiritually now, I'm talking about getting down there where it's at. Yeah. Getting down there where the heart lies. Yeah. There is two men in one. All of us here have two men among us. amongst us, right? We have a physical man that walks about this world and takes in what we see and tries to just change up the Word of God to make it fit our lives, tries to change up some things about you that you don't want to straighten up. Oh boy, here we have a man that just don't want to get right, and he's deaf. He's deaf. He don't want you. That man don't want to hear the truth. He don't want to hear that God sent his only begotten Son. He don't want to hear that. He don't want to take that in. See, this physical man is an enmity against God. Is it right? Hey, this old mind, this old physical heart does not want to comply with what God has done for you. He don't want you to see the blessings come from him and not from you. You can't do it. It ain't never going to happen. You cannot do what God done. But then we have a spiritual man. Woo! But you can't get into that spiritual man until you get to the point where this physical man do it. And I want to let you know that them two men over there in Mark, what did it say they were doing? It said when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him. Blind men followed him. They was in trouble, note that they couldn't see what the truth was, but yet they knew what Jesus done in the lives and the miracles that was around in that time when Jesus was a walking through and he was a passing through, a healing everybody that was in the midst of him. I'm telling you, the ones that had faith enough to come to him and say, Lord, we need help. God, help us. You are the Messiah. I need some help. Oh, and the Bible even said the ones that passed in his shadow. Yeah. Woo! In his shadow. I'm afraid a lot of us, we can't get to him, but if we can just get in the shadow. The shadow. See, that's where we're at. We're by the wayside. We need to get in the shadow of Jesus. We need to get into him so he can come and heal our old blinded eyes and show us actually where we stand. They was a following him. I want to let you know why there's a following him, because of that brightness that he had. Yeah. They could see him. That spiritual man could see him. I believe that. I believe that. I'm not trying to get sideways with the gospel. I believe that that man looking towards him, he was blinded, and Jesus touched his eyes, opened him up, and let him see that the only way that he could walk was in the walk of the light of Christ. He hadn't gone to the cross yet. He knew that he was going to. He was God. Sin among us. See, Ephesians talks about this darkness of a mind. It says, Ephesians 4:18 said, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. They believed in the law. They believed that law would get them to where they need to be. I'm afraid there's a lot of us here today that think that this way we act is going to get us some good with God. They think that the way we spend our money is going to get us the way to God. The way we handle ourselves out in this world is going to get us closer to God. That's the law, and that'll never work. Thank God for that, because he said he came to fulfill the law. So that means if he fulfilled the law, there is nothing else that we can do but look unto Jesus. Oh, pretty simple there, ain't it? Thought I was going to go deeper, didn't you? Hey, ain't nothing deep about Christ. It's the simplicity of the gospel. Believeth and repent and turn to him before it's everlasting too late. Because I want to tell you where you're going. If you do not, you're going to end up in hell. in damnation. You will perish forever and ever and ever, eternally damned in hell. I was studying this. I had to write it down because I can't remember all this all at once. But this blind that it speaks of here, I looked it up, and I don't speak Greek. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to try to get sideways and start trying to interpret things wrongly. I'm telling you what the concordance, the Greek concordance for the word blind, is divided twice in the Greek and in the Hebrew. Two times. There's not six different definitions for it. Just two. And there's a way that I'm talking of here. See, the Old Testament, we know, I'm trying to help. The Old Testament was written to types and shadows and signs to come. Then we have a New Testament that was a revealing of the one, the only, the Jesus that walked, the God-man, Emmanuel, that came down to earth so that he could teach a doctrine of truth. Amen. God's word in a way that we should follow. But this blind in the Old Testament, there's only two types now. And I believe this is it's a two types physically and two types spiritually. So here we go. It says the Old Testament, the physical blind, and the reason they couldn't see, it says a film over the eyes. A film over the eyes. You take something, put it over your eyes, you can't see. Cannot see. As a skin pulled over. Can't see. Close your eyes and see how many I'm holding up here. You'll not see that because you're blinded. All right? And then it talks about, it says, unable to lift up. That's sweet. We're in the Old Testament now. We're talking about things to come. See, they didn't have a way. They didn't have a belief. They had a faith in God, but they didn't believe on the Son of Man. The one that would redeem us from our sins. The one that would impute us with the power of God and become a family member, a brother, or sister, the beloved is what he said. That's, they didn't have that. That was one blind. Oh, then we come to the New Testament. We come to the birth of Christ Jesus. That came down to this earth. Behold him. Ooh, boy. The New Testament speaks of this spiritually blind or physically blind as if smoky. Smoky. As if smoky. Now, Old Testament, close your eyelids, nothing there. A skin over or film. But just being smoky means you could see an image. You could might see a little something. have you ever got to the point where you couldn't really? Oh, I did one day. I was there in a place where I knew that I couldn't do nothing. But thank God there was a man standing up for a teaching and a preaching of Jesus Christ that came down from heaven. For me, his blood was shed for me, and I could see just a little bit. Oh, it was a little smoky, hazy, but I knew that I could get to it. I knew that I could get to what could save me, could relieve me of all my sins, of all of my wrongness, because through him are we made righteousness. Woo! It says it's as if smoky, and then it says it's hazy, a little hazy. And then it goes on, see, self-conceit. This blind man is self-conceit. It says high-minded, to be proud, to be lifted up with pride. Haughty, proud, to be lifted up with pride. Y'all do see that definition fits about every Baptist I know. Fits about every man I know. Every man. Because, hey, the pride of life. He's not proud of the proud. He is not. He wants your heart. He wants you to devote yourself to Him and to Him alone. He don't want you to look under yourself. No, no. I believe that's why these two men was a sitting by the wayside. They done come to a point where they couldn't go no more. Pride was gone. The pride was out of them. They was lost. They was undone. These men didn't know nothing. They thought that they could. They had to have help getting to the wayside. They were destitute. The Bible talks about a blind man. He is destitute. He needs help to do everything. But I tell you one thing that they didn't need no help doing, and that was hearing. They had heard that Jesus was in amongst the area. They heard He was a-coming. And thank God He was a-traveling down the Jericho Road. And I want you to see something right here. If you're deaf tonight, He had came again because He had done been there once. Now, it's not He said He would deal with all men. He said He would deal with everybody one time. But if you're here, bless God, and He's dealt with you before, you may not have another chance. But God, I believe, has come to you today and is offering you a chance to become a seeing being, to bring the smoke, to bring the haze up off of your eyes, and so you could follow truth and understand what God has a plan. God's plan is not going to change. You can't change His plan. Not going to do it. You can stand up and balk at the Word of God. But I want to let you know something. It's only going to take you down further and further and further. And next thing you know, you're going to be a-sitting by the wayside a-begging for a cry for a Jesus to come by. And I want to let you know something. Take the opportunity now before it's everlasting too late. Right now, today is the day. Now is the time. Ooh, He's going to come.
That's it.
It's coming. It's coming. Look around us. It's being fulfilled. Help us this day, Lord. Help us. If you have, what will ye that I shall do unto you? I'm asking you today, as we sit here, and I feel like God has touched my heart. I feel like I've minded the Lord. Guess what time it is now? It's your time. Mind the Lord. Come unto Him. Come unto Him, it says. The table has been prepared. You can feast forever and forevermore. Have you got problems in your life? Are you seeing things a little hazy? Come unto Him. Jesus said, What is it that you want? What is it? He said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Oh, boy, come. Come, Brother William, come. That's all. Brother, I would like to see it. If you got problems in your life, come. If you got a hindrance that's bothering you, come. Leave it at the altar. Don't walk out the door with it on your back. It's only going to drag you down. Help us today. If you're lost, sinner man, sinner woman, sinner boy, sinner girl, if you're lost and undone without a true living God, I will let you know something. He is there. He's here to help.